of the glamorous mystic east, out of the desert's burning sand, the voice of ancient Persia speaks to the heart of him who understands. To the crunch of the camel's padded feet, neat the purple glow of starlit skies, four travelers in life's caravan meet in their quest for earthly paradise. A sign on the mystic scroll of fate, the moving finger writes in gold. Do you hear the call of Omar? Wait. Kismet is written. Let the tale be told. Omar, the Wizard of Persia.
Henry Mason, a wealthy importer of jewels, meets Omar, the Wizard of Persia. In order to remove the curse of unhappiness which seems to have fallen on the family, the Masons must restore an emerald which they possess to its original owner. Omar encourages or warns the family by means of mystic bells, the meaning of which is given in the mystic scroll in Mason's possession. Already the bells warn the family to leave for Persia. They are made the victims of mysterious attacks. Danger threatens them on all sides. They hear a weird howl which they do not understand. At the close of the last episode, the mystic bells ring out the message, "Wise men, bar the door against a howling wolf."
Henry, we've simply got to get out of here. I can't stand it. I can't.
No, my dear. Are you going to start all over again? We're leaving on the very first train out of Chicago, and that's not for 2 hours yet. Are you all packed?
Yes. Jerry is strapping the bag now.
And Cynthia?
She had just one more bag to pack when I came down. Oh, there it is again. Why can't we do something? Find out what it is or something?
Martha, I've told you before. Omar's instructions were simply to bar the doors, and that's all we're going to do until we're told differently.
Oh, Henry, what's that?
Quiet, Martha. Out in the hall, I wonder...
There's someone out there.
Well, I'm going to open that door and see.
Henry, don't. Look out. He's coming in.
Cynthia.
Oh, Cynthia, darling. Who was it? What happened? It was not, Mother. What's the matter now?
But that person in the hall.
A person? What do you mean? I didn't see any person.
Didn't you hear that sound as we came down the stairs?
What sound? I didn't hear anything.
Why, Cynthia, we heard it distinctly. Pum, pum, pum.
Oh, Daddy, it's 7:18. I'm afraid I was the ghost.
You?
Oh, Cynthia, this is no time for puns. You know we're all on edge. But it wasn't a prank, Mother. It was just my suitcase.
Your suitcase?
Yes, it was awfully heavy. So I just sort of pulled it down the stairs. Cynthia, that was very thoughtless of you. Where's Jerry? Why couldn't he have carried it down?
Why couldn't I carry down what?
My suitcase, Jerry. I dragged it down the stairs. Mother thought it was the footsteps of doom or something.
Well, I don't blame you a bit, Mrs. Mason. That unearthly howling has got me thinking things, too.
You know, Jerry, that howl is beginning to sound familiar to me.
Oh, I shouldn't wonder. You've been hearing it all night long.
No, I don't mean that, Jerry. It seems I've heard it somewhere before. Somewhere...
You mean you've heard the howl, Henry?
Yes, but where? Just where?
Oh, what difference does it make, Daddy? It can't mean anything.
Maybe not, Cynthia. And yet...
Oh, Henry, this simply can't go on. Oh, there it goes again. Oh, I'll go mad.
No, there, Mrs. Mason.
I've got it, Jerry. Now I remember.
Really, Daddy?
Why, George, why didn't I think of that before?
What is it, Mrs. Mason?
Why, it's the call of the desert, used by the Bedouin tribe.
Bedouin? They're bandits, aren't they, Daddy?
Well, they may be, though many of them are pretty decent. They use this call to signal each other over great distances on the desert.
and in the hills.
But, Henry, there's no desert here.
No, but there may be some Bedouins, Martha.
What could they want with us?
Well, I told you, didn't I, that there's a powerful band in the Orient that does not wish the Emerald returned.
And you think?
I think these men may be a part of that gang.
Boy, they're rather a shivery bunch, aren't they? Knives in the back and all that sort of thing.
Gerald, I wish you wouldn't talk that way. Mother's right, Gerald. Things are bad enough as it is.
I'm sorry, dear. I wasn't really serious.
Oh, that makes it all the worse. Can't we get started, Henry?
All right, dear, all right. Jerry, will you phone for a cab and I'll get my thing? You bet.
Oh, come right down, won't you, Henry? I'm so nervous.
I won't be a minute.
I certainly hope my family got my things packed. Sent them off to the station.
Oh, Jerry, I hope so. Now, will you hurry and telephone for the cab?
Yes, dear, right away. Hello. Hello, operator. Hello. Hello. Oh, that's funny. The wire is dead.
Oh, dear. Those terrible men. They've cut the telephone wires. I know it.
But I used the phone not half an hour ago.
But who else could have done it? Are you sure it won't work, Jerry?
Well, I'm trying it, dear.
Call your father, Cynthia. Maybe he can think up something.
Why, there's nothing to worry about, Mrs. Mason. I can always go out and hail a cab.
You'll do nothing of the sort. According to Omar, no one is to go out of this house until we're all ready to leave. But, Mother, that was during the night. It's practically noon now. Well, I do wish he'd send us another message so that we know what to do. Oh, Mother, darling. You're beginning to think rather highly of Omar, aren't you? I don't know what to think. But if he's going to take us on this chase half around the world...
That's right, Mrs. Mason. Hello, hello. Ah, this phone shows signs of life. You see, just got to have a little faith, that's all. Hello. Hello, operator.
Oh, Jerry, is it really working? Dear, I hope so.
Hello. Hello, operator. Wait a minute. Cynthia, what's the number of that private cab service you use?
Fairfax 3148. Just tell them it's the Mason residence.
Operator, it's Fairfax 3148. Yes, please.
Oh, I do hope there's someone there at this hour.
Of course there is, Mother. It's 24-hour service.
Hello, Fairfax 3148. This is the Mason residence. Can you send a cab right away, please? Yes, it's very important. That's fine. They'll be right over.
Oh, thank goodness. We'll be able to leave this wretched place.
Well, we're all set. Did you get the cab, Jerry?
Yes, sir. Had a little trouble at first, but we finally got them. Be right over.
That's fine. We haven't forgotten anything.
Well, Henry, I didn't pack my ermine wrap. I think I ought to.
Ermine wrap? What do you want that for?
Well, you're not going to a ball, Mother.
No, an opera. At least, we're not planning on it.
I know, but I was thinking...
Nonsense, Martha. You'll never use it.
But I was thinking, Henry, that in case I could ever go to see Omar...
Omar?
Well, yes, I think we should show him some respect.
Oh, Mother, darling, with an ermine wrap?
Well, I just thought...
Martha, outward show will mean nothing at all to Omar. There's the cab. Are we all ready?
Are you sure it's all right to go out now, Henry?
Yes, quite sure, my dear. Here, let me help you. There.
Here, Cynthia, let me help you.
That's all right, Jerry. I can put it on.
No trouble, dear.
How do you feel?
Tired a little, but I'm fine.
There. Now I think I've got everything.
All set for the big adventure, dear?
You bet. Thrilled to death.
Okay, let's go.
Come along, Cynthia. Let's get started, please.
Coming right along, Mother. Henry, you'd better send the driver for the rest of the bags.
That's all right, Mrs. Mason. I can take them.
Are we all ready?
Dear, well, I can't help feeling a bit bad at leaving the house.
Oh, why, Mother, a few moments ago you couldn't get out soon enough.
I know, but still.
Come along now. Watch those stairs. They're slippery.
Oh, this air feels good.
It certainly does. Here, Mrs. Mason, hold on to me.
Thank you, Gerald. It is slippery. Are you coming, Henry?
I'll be right along, dear. I just want to make sure that everything's locked.
Yes, let me give you a hand, sir.
Okay, driver. Thanks, old man. That's fine. There, you can put those up in front. Here, Mr. Mason, let me help you with those bags.
All right, Jerry. There. Are you comfortable, Martha?
Yes, dear. Do get in and let's get started.
You all right, Cynthia?
Fine, Daddy. Here, you sit in the center. There. And Jerry can sit on the little seat.
Here he is. All the bags and boxes set, Jerry. All set, Mr. Mason. We're on our way.
Does the driver know where to go, Henry?
I told him. We're off.
Daddy, look quick.
What? Where? What is it?
Oh, what's the matter look. Now? There on the roof. Do you see him? Oh, there he goes.
I saw him.
You did? Did you see his face?
No, sir. Just caught a flash of him as he disappeared.
It was the same face, Daddy. The one I saw against the window.
So, he's still there, is he? I wonder...
Oh, Henry, I do wish you'd call the police. Nothing in our house will be safe. Oh, those eyes. I'll never forget them. Never.
Steady, Cynthia. Now, Martha, don't worry about it. They don't want anything that's in the house.
That means they know we've started, Mr. Mason.
Yes, Jerry. They know we've started.
Henry, when is all this going to end?
I don't know, Martha. But you'd better get used to it. From all indications, it's just beginning. Well, here, Jerry. Here's the money for the ticket. Get two sections. We'll meet the train.
All right, Mr. Mason. I'll make it snappy. So long, dear. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Wait, Daddy. I can go out first.
All right, dear. Come on, Martha.
I'm coming, Henry. Oh, dear, I ache all over.
Well, you'll be in the train soon, and then you can have some rest. Here you are, driver. Here, boys. Boys, lend a hand to these bags, will you? There you are, Martha.
Daddy.
What, dear?
Daddy, don't look. Sit right on walking. He's here.
Who's here?
That man is there on the roof.
Oh, Cynthia, that's hardly possible. You're sure?
Certain, Daddy. I'll never forget those eyes.
How could he have...
He must have had a car ready and followed us.
Well, that's possible. Don't say anything to Mother.
All right. But what are you going to do?
Nothing yet. Just be on our guard. Following us?
Wait. No. No, I don't see him. What are you two whispering about?
Nothing, dear. Nothing at all. Well, here's the track, and Jerry ought to be here any moment now.
Here he comes now.
I've got them, Mr. Mason. They were all ready. Here, you can take our car numbers and get aboard. I'll attend to the baggage.
That's a good idea, Jerry. Let's see. Car 142, sections 7 and 8. Come along, Martha.
Go ahead, Cynthia. I'll be right along. All right, boys. Bring those bags.
No, I'll wait for you, Jerry. You go, Daddy. I want to talk to Jerry.
All right, dear. But hurry, won't you? Come, Martha.
Yes, dear. Henry, what's the matter?
Wait. It's the bells. The mystic bells of Omar. Jerry, the scroll. You have it.
Here it is, Mr. Mason.
5, 3, 3. That means danger lurks in the darkness of day. What hidden danger lies on that train to New York? Don't fail to hear the next episode in this thrilling